relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Can't get enough of my dulcet tones. Want exclusive content that you can't find anywhere else, including my take on the real story behind the fake news? Join my cabinet, Gorka's Cabinet, today. Go to sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A.com. Click on the Gorka's Cabinet banner and join the most exclusive club out there for content you can't find anywhere else and the knowledge you need. Gorka's Cabinet at sebgorka.com. And we are back. Rule number one of broadcasting live: never travel with one Comrex. Always ask your talent. Hey, Gorka, did you bring a Comrex? Well, I did bring a Comrex, and here it is. And we are back. Sorry we had to fill in with our special President's Day interview with Matt Boyle, but it was worth it. Why? Because Charlie Kirk is on the line. Not the line, he's on the feed, but he's next to me here. He's on video, he's on YouTube, and he's got his brand new book. So I'm really annoyed at you, Charlie Kirk, that you came up with this title. I wanted to write this book. It's called
Thank You.
The MAGA Doctrine. The MAGA Doctrine. The only ideas that will win the future. What a great tagline.
Thank you very much.
When did that come out, Charlie?
It comes out Monday.
So it comes out.
We're pushing for bestseller status.
Whoa.
So.
Okay, well, start scribbling. Start scribbling while I talk about who you are.
I have to.
So everybody knows who listens to this show, all 2 million of you, who this man is. If you don't, if you're just tuning in because we're live from CPAC, he is, of course, the founder, the president of one of the four most important organizations in America today. And I'm not talking about the Army, the Air Force, the Marine Corps, and the Coast Guard. Oh, don't forget Space Force. I'm talking about the Heritage Foundation, the NRA, Judicial Watch, and the one that really is saving our future. They're like in a time machine because they're saving the future of our nation. It is, of course, Turning Point USA. Why? Because they are on the front lines in the colleges, in the high schools, pushing back on the indoctrination. We said we can keep... I've been told by your handlers, Charlie, we can keep you forever.
Yes.
We've got 2 minutes in this segment. Tell us just very quickly, why are you at CPAC?
I've come for 7 years now, and it's a great place. It's one of the best gatherings of conservatives, and it's a phenomenal place to get a kind of a feel of where the base is, and attendance is through the roof. And a lot of credit to Matt Schlapp and to Dan Schneider. They've done a really, really good job of executing on this. And
have you spoken here yet?
I spoke this morning. Yeah.
What was your message?
I made some headlines. I had two big things. I said, and I say this non-sarcastically, Dr. Gorka, Bernie Sanders can become president of the United States. And I'm deathly serious
it's
when I say that.
It's important that you say that. And it's really important
and
that
people
you say
laugh
that.
When I say it.
No, people need to be scared into acting.
Yes. Well, and I don't just use it as a tactic, which it is, but I say it because it's true.
Right.
Because we have lost the culture of the last 20 years. We have sent our children to indoctrination factories.
This isn't just Charlie Kirk talking. An incredible organization, the Victims of Communism Memorial Foundation.
It's a great group.
Does a big survey every year with YouGov, which is a serious organization. And they found out last November, 72% of American millennials would like to see a socialist or communist government in America. So this isn't just a tactic. This is a potential scenario,
That's
Charlie
exactly
Kirk.
Right. Yes. And so it's more than conceivable. In fact, some would argue it's inevitable. I wouldn't go that far at all because we're going to keep fighting and we're going to fight tooth and nail. But it's more likely than I think people realize is that the Marxists are continually taking over institutions. They are growing their influence throughout our country. And the second thing I talked about was what a difference from Charlie Kirk running Turning Point USA under the leadership or whatever of Mitt Romney versus President Donald Trump. And the whole room erupted and booed Mitt Romney. I said, good, that's correct. I said, boo louder.
The man who was, let's be clear here, Mitt Romney, Pierre Delecto, who is really a Democrat, the only man who was dis
invited from this year's CPAC. So those are the two messages. We also have to discuss the book that isn't out yet, but I've got my signed
copy.
You
can pre-order. Pre-order it right now.
Go to where books are sold, the MAGA doctrine, the Make America Great Again doctrine, the only ideas that will win the future by none other than Charlie Kirk. Follow him, CharlieKirk11 on Twitter. And please, whoever you are, if you have some disposable income, if you've got children, if you may have children in the future, if you have grandchildren, go to tpusa.com and donate today, because I'm not joking. These are the young men and women who are fighting for the future of America in America, not on some battlefield in Mesopotamia, but in those formerly august institutions that have become centers of indoctrination. You know what they are. They're the high schools and the colleges of America. So it's tpusa.com, and we're talking to Charlie Kirk, CharlieKirk11 on Twitter. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First from Radio Row, live here at CPAC. Wherever you are, what you're doing, don't touch that.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Food for the Poor.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, all of you. The call board is full. Rachel, Jerry, Donna, Tom, Paula, don't go anywhere. But first, we have to continue our discussion with my buddy Charlie Kirk, and also ask you to help me help those who are in dire need right now. In the last 3.5 years, we have been blessed in this country under Donald Trump. The economy is the strongest it's ever been. We have functionally zero unemployment. If you're fit and if you want a job, there's a job for you. But there are those not far from our borders who are starving, and that includes the children in Guatemala. Our Food for the Poor program will help them. If you donate today at my website, $80, just $80, you will provide food and clean drinking water for a child for a whole year. Easter has just begun. Give back. If you've been blessed, this is the easiest way to give back. Go to sebgorka.com, be a modern missionary, and click on the Feed Starving Families banner right now. You can also call Food for the Poor, 855-330-HOPE. That's 855-330-4673. Or just go to my website, sebgorka.com, and click on the Feeding Starving Families banner. I thank you. The children will thank you, and the good Lord will thank you. We are back with the founder, the president of one of the most important organizations in America today, fighting for our future. It's Turning Point USA. He is Charlie Kirk, and he has a brand new book. It's not even out yet, but I have my signed copy, The MAGA Doctrine, the ideas, the only ideas that will win the future of our nation. Pre-order it right now. This is your first book, Charlie?
I've done two before. This is the first real rollout, though. This is the first one that's real promoted.
Okay.
So thank you for plugging it the way you are. So
why did you have to write this book?
Look, I wanted to write a book about some of my experiences with the boss, the president.
We call him the boss.
Yeah. Or some of my experiences with Don Jr. And I wanted it to be different. I didn't want it to just be the book, like, oh, yeah, read about, you know, just, you know, how much fun I've had and how improbable the rise is. I wanted to have it in there, of course. But I was so upset, Dr. Gorka, when I was watching cable news and watching the leftist prognosticators define the Trump agenda for me. I said, who's defining it? Who's explaining it?
This is so important because, you know, what is the MAGA doctrine? The answers you can get from the mainstream media who want to subvert it, or somebody who actually knows, like Charlie Kirk. So that's a really important reason.
Thank you. Yes. And so...
So where did you go to get your answers?
Well, first I went to rallies.
Good.
I talked to actual people.
Good.
So I went... Last June, I did a rally tour, if you will, especially to the president's official re-election launch where he went to Orlando, Florida.
Orlando.
And people were waiting days ahead of time just to hear from him through storms and through hail and through tsunami, basically, conditions. And I went up to some of them. I said, why? Like, I love the president, but why are you waiting 48 hours ahead of time?
So you wanted them to tell you.
Yeah, and there was a consensus that he's our vessel. I have been betrayed.
Speaks for me.
Yeah, I have been betrayed by the ruling class in both parties for the last couple generations. I have been betrayed for the last 20 and 30 years. And he's authentic, and he's grassroots-driven, and he's going to deliver on those promises. and the intensity and the fervor they had was so remarkable. And so then I went to a rally in Wisconsin, so that was how I started on that. But then I also took a retrospective picture, and I asked myself, okay, to kind of summarize all that into layman's terms, about American renewal, about a restoration of greatness, when has that been done before?
Mm-hmm.
And actually it's been done quite rarely. Mm-hmm. To have actually turn a juggernaut, to turn a superpower around from inevitable decline back to greatness is a Herculean feat, the likes of which has only been done a couple times in human history, let alone Western history or American history.
I had the great philosopher, immigrant to this nation, Oz Guinness, on my show, and he said that what we need to see next from the president is a rededication of the country publicly.
Yes.
Some event. I know you're a man of God. What do you think of that?
I love it, and I think that I'm a big believer in symbology, and so I'm not a huge believer in, you know, spending hundreds of millions of dollars, but I think it's time for another monument or another physical piece to articulate
an embodiment.
Yeah, for the next century. A commitment to the next generation, whatever that might be. And again, there's so many ideas that have been floated out before, and there's so many different ways to kind of articulate that and to dive into that. But I think if you put it all together, the president recognizes the natural rights foundation of our country. The president recognizes the importance of fair and impartial judges. As Kavanaugh and Gorsuch.
Right.
And if the country was going in the wrong direction, how do you resuscitate it? How do you revive it? The president has cracked that code better than any ruling class politician could have possibly ever
done. As a non-politician.
That's exactly right.
I was there in Orlando. My producer, Jeff, and I were in the stadium when we launched the president's reelection campaign. Back then, we had the president's son warm the theater up, and he said, Don Jr. said this great phrase. He said, it's very simple. In the election, you can choose between socialism or liberty. Here, the tagline for CPAC is America versus socialism. These are not overstating the reality.
No, it's not. I mean, they're admitted socialists and Marxists. I mean, we have committed Bolsheviks that are leading the Democrat Party.
That's the way to understand it.
Yes.
Committed Bolsheviks who believe in socialism.
That's correct. And so we, as a country and as a party and as a movement, discount socialism at our own peril. And so I said this in my CPAC speech, and I believe it, that if we lay down our arms and we don't take this seriously, there will be a successful socialist revolution. And guess what? It could happen even if we fight it. There is no guarantee that this country will not become a socialist country. President Donald Trump says something I want to agree with, where he says America will never be a socialist country. I want to believe in that. I don't know if I'm as certain of using the word never.
Let me bring you and the president close together. We have to make that true. We have to make his statement true. It's up to us to make sure that America will never be a socialist country is a statement that's up to us to make true. Not only is he the president, the founder of Turning Point USA, TPUSA.com, the author of The MAGA Doctrine, order it right now. You also have an incredibly successful podcast.
Oh, yes, thank you. It's called The Charlie Kirk Show.
And we sat down at your amazing event.
It performed really well. So.
And I have to tell you, this guy's interview, he had no notes, no nothing, no books. And he, you know, you can tell when people actually read books because of the nature of the questions they ask. This young man asked real, trenchant, deep questions because he knows his stuff. So check out Charlie Kirk's podcast. I'm a podcast addict, and check out his interview with me because, you know, I had to think about the answers to the questions because they were serious, deep questions from a serious, deep man. Last 90 seconds, 1 minute with Charlie Kirk. Everybody matters, don't they, in the next 250 days?
Oh, yeah. Every single person listening to this can play their part in the reclamation of civil government against the left. And whether that's running themselves or pitching in some money or making some phone calls or knocking on doors, no people on the sidelines. We need the most active conservative movement in this nation's history. I want to see 30 million people get involved in politics on the conservative side, knocking on doors, getting friends to the polls. We do that, we win. And if we think the socialists are going to, oh, there's no way, and we stay at home and we take it lackadaisically, my goodness, they can take over this country.
Not only has he used the word lackadaisical, he's also said the reclamation of civil government in this country. Yeah, he reads. Everybody should follow him, Charlie Kirk 11 on Twitter. Support his organization, Turning Point USA, TPUSA on Twitter and TPUSA.com. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, live streaming on YouTube, on Facebook, available also on Instagram TV. We will be back with Morgan Ortugas here on the Salem Radio Network. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, don't you dare touch that dial.
This is America First, and here's your host, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
We are back. It is CPAC Radio Row Live, and we have just the best pool of individuals to just reach out and come on as live guests. It's so exciting when you have a buddy who goes from success to success, who goes from being just a star in her own right, and now actually the spokesperson. Spocks, they say the trade. It's like some kind of Vulcan thing. Spocks, the spokesperson of the Secretary of State. She's Morgan Ortugas. Follow her State Department Spocks. See, it's real. I said it. S-P-O-X.
I'm not making it up.
And she's right here with us at CPAC. This is a who's who. I mean, we had Matt Schlapp here who said, well, if you want to chat with a member of the cabinet, just hang out at CPAC because everybody's coming through. And tomorrow it's your boss, right?
Mike Pompeo will be speaking here tomorrow. We're looking forward to it. He's going to talk about a lot of things, a couple of things, but one of the main things that we're really proud of is all of the president's foreign policy accomplishments, and it's Secretary Pompeo will be talking about all the things that they said could never be done.
Right, this is important. Let's stomp here. Philosophically, this is really important because it's analogous to what we were told by a certain former senator from Illinois on the domestic scene, that you would need a magic wand to see those jobs come back. Remember that quote? It looks as if President Trump didn't just go to one of the best business schools in America, to Wharton. He may have gone to Hogwarts, and it seems as if Mike Pompeo may have spent some time at that magic school as well, because it really is the things that they said couldn't be done. Tell us some of the successes that the mainstream media really don't want Americans to know about.
Well, you know, one of the there's three R's that are the principles of Trump foreign policy: realism, restraint, respect. And so it's really refreshing when you have a boss like President Trump, because he doesn't look at things the way the establishment has been looking at it for decades. And in fact, he looks at things and he says, wait a minute, so you're telling me the law of the land is that the United States Embassy is supposed to be in Jerusalem, not Tel Aviv. And every year, the Congress has to pass a waiver in order for the embassy to remain somewhere that the law says it's not supposed to be.
Let's stop on this, because this is massively important. What I say about the president is that for my old boss, there are no sacred cows. The worst thing you can do in front of the president, or one of the worst things you can do, is to go in there, and when he says, why are we doing this way? Well, Mr. President, it's because we've been doing it like this for 20 years. Oh, if you want to see him angry, and he says, what do you mean? I don't care. What if it's wrong? And when it came to that, when it came to moving our embassy to Jerusalem, recognizing that as the capital, let's put this in context. For 23 years, every incumbent president, every 6 months, had to sign a waiver to say, sorry, Israel, sorry, America, we're breaking our promise and we're not moving the embassy again for another 6 months. That's 46 broken promises until a guy called Donald Trump comes along and says, what? We're doing it.
That's right.
And I'm so gutted. I had a new radio show. I had an invitation to go to the opening of the embassy, and I couldn't.
Oh, man.
Were you there?
No, that was before I was. See, it was with you at Fox at the time, and so I've been in the administration for about a year now.
Because that was a beautiful event.
I've just been to the embassy with our ambassador David Friedman, who I think is one of the most effective ambassadors we've ever seen anywhere in the world for the president.
We've had David on the show, and he's one of the most capable ambassadors out there. Yeah. Another man who says, "Let's just have results-oriented foreign policy."
Right.
Isn't this what we're doing? Results-oriented foreign policy for America.
Well, and I think, you know, when you look at the president's foreign policy, we look at how we execute on what he committed to the American American people that he said he was going to do. You know, most people campaign and never have any intention of keeping those promises.
Following through. Right.
So when the president said we've got to get out of endless wars, we looked and said, what is the most responsible way? When we look at Afghanistan, for example, we've been there for almost 19 years, right? We've probably spent $1 trillion, right? And we looked and said, how do we do this responsibly? We've been working for about a year on this. You're going to see some announcements from the president, from Secretary Pompeo over the weekend. We have been working towards a peace deal.
You're being a bit of a tease. We're expecting big things of Mike tomorrow. Secretary Pompeo.
Over the weekend, if all goes well, you're going to see one of the principal tenets of the president's campaign promises come to fruition after about a year and a half of incredibly hard work at the State Department.
All right. We are so excited. We're so excited that you are where you are. Morgan Ortugas, follow her right now. State Dep Spox. It's real. It's not just Star Trek. It's spelled different. It's S-P-O-X. And she is the spokesperson for Mike Pompeo at the Secretary at the Department. We call it Foggy Bottom amongst our friends. It is the Department of State. Can't wait for tomorrow. What time's your boss talking? Morning, afternoon?
I think it's after mid-morning or in the afternoon. Yeah,
okay.
I think we're working at the exact time.
We're live streaming from CPAC. Guys,
it'll be brilliant.
You need to hear what is coming from Mike Pompeo tomorrow. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First from the Salem Radio Network. Across the nation, wherever we are broadcasting from the mobile relieffactor.com studios. Relief Factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that has no negative side effects, and most important of all, pain relief that actually affects the cause of the pain, which is the inflammation. You do know that when you're taking either over-the-counter painkillers or getting a prescription for synthetic painkillers, they're not fixing anything. They're attacking the pain receptors. They're hiding your pain. How about something that attacks the source of your pain? That's what Relief Factor does. Go to Relief Factor Night right now. See the endorsements, the video endorsements from tens of thousands of amazing Americans who are getting their lives back right now thanks to this incredible product, me included. I am now 14 months pain-free from my lower back issue because of Pete and Seth Talbot's incredible product. And how do you know if it works for you? It's very simple. Go to relieffactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Isn't that worth it to you? Less than a dollar a day? Of course it is. Be the next success story. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Next, the one and only Jim Jordan.
If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
With the deepest voice in talk radio, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
You're feeling good about your severed quad tendons until a wrestler comes up and says, ooh, that looks nasty.
Yeah.
And then you go, ooh, is it that bad? Of course, who am I talking about? Congressman Jim Jordan, who's with us on Radio Row. Of course, sans jacket, as always, because that's his thing. He still hasn't told me why. He won't tell anybody, but that's okay, because we respect him, we love him. He's one of the few fighters out there.
But we love what you're doing. Thanks for all you do.
Thank you so much. Congressman, you've already addressed CPAC.
I have.
What was your message?
Well, we were talking. We talked a lot about what the Democrats and the mainstream press tried to do this president, specifically the whole Trump-Russia fiasco, which you've talked about and you've been a champion on getting the truth out there. And our point was they're never going to stop.
Can I ask you a naive question?
Sure.
I think of myself as pretty cynical. I've been in D.C. for 11 years. Is there a point?
Not cynical, skeptical. Always be a skeptic, never be a cynic.
I'm happy warrior.
Yeah, exactly right.
Was there ever a point when you were on the front lines, when you saw what they were doing, when they were perverting Congress, using the second most powerful weapon you have, which is impeachment? Mm-hmm. Is there a point at which you said, no, the Democrats aren't going to go there, and they went there?
No, I guess.
Did anything surprise you?
Not really. I mean, maybe a few years ago it would have, but as we've been through this,
Nothing surprises me now. I mean, think about what Adam Schiff did at the end of this. He released the private phone records of the president's personal attorney. He released the phone records of a member of the press. He released the phone records of a Republican member of the United States Congress, Devin Nunes.
On his committee.
Yes.
Yes.
At the end, all because this is how they're so driven to go after this. Remember, they started... Impeachment didn't start in July of 2019 with the phone call between the two, President Zelensky and President Trump. It started in the summer of 2016 when they spied on four American citizens. The FBI opened a Trump-Russia investigation and then further spied on the campaign when they went to the FISA court to get a warrant to spy on Carter Page and the Trump campaign and lied to the court 17 times.
Is it? I've said this on my show, but I want somebody who's been in the trenches to verify or to shoot me down. Is it unprecedented in our republic's history that an incumbent administration used a interagency counterintelligence operation to secretly surveil a presidential campaign?
Yes.
Is that unprecedented?
Probably never happened. I mean, when you go spy on a presidential campaign, that's probably never happened in American history. And then, worse yet, when he wins election... But before he's sworn in, before the inauguration, January 6, 2017, when the FBI and the intelligence community, Comey, Clapper, Brennan, go to Trump Tower in New York City to brief the president on the dossier. Remember, they all leave and Comey sticks around to brief him. To brief the president-elect on the dossier on a document, the dossier, that they already knew was false.
That he knew.
Yes.
That Comey knew was unverifiable, salacious.
That's how bad this is. That's how much they were out to get this president. And then it finally manifests itself when they can't get the Mueller thing, which fell apart, which we knew it would. It manifests itself in this crazy impeachment on a phone call that was fine. Both parties said was no pressure, no pushing, no linkage. We had the transcript. That's the other thing. They never thought the president would release
the transcript. Would release the transcript.
Which showed, like, what, you're impeaching over this?
What? A beautiful phone call.
Yeah, this is crazy. So this is how bad it got. Presumptions, assumptions, and hearsay was their case. We had the facts. And frankly, when she started it, September 24th, 2019, when Speaker Pelosi announced we're going to move down this impeachment road, she never thought
it would.
She never thought every single Republican in the House would vote against her, and a Democrat would vote with us, another would vote with us on one of them, and a third would vote with us and switch parties.
Yes.
She never thought that was going to happen.
Is the damage, and I want to think big picture, historic picture here, is the damage repairable the Democrats have done? Because short of the declaration of war, removing a sitting president, the tools of impeachment is the second greatest power. To use it as a partisan political tool, that is deep, deep damage to our Constitution. Can it be repaired?
Let's hope so. But I think the American people are going to speak loud and clear in
November.
I think they're going to elect this president in another electoral college landslide. And I think when he wins big, there is a good chance, if he wins big, which I think is going to happen, there's a good chance we take back
stock.
The House.
Oh,
yeah,
yes.
We take back the House.
And you'll be Speaker.
No, I'm not going to be Speaker, but we're gonna try to hold people accountable.
False
who did
modesty.
This.
Yeah. False modesty. Follow this man right now, Jim_Jordan. He is proudly serving Ohio's beautiful 4th District. I'd like to ask you a personal question, if I may. It's been a handful of you. It's really sad that it's just a handful of you who've been fighting. It's Devin Nunes. Mm-hmm. It's you. It's Matt Gaetz. It's
Mark Meadows.
Yep. It's Louie Gohmert.
Sure.
Lisa Stefanik. Has there been a toll for you personally in standing up for the truth?
I mean, look, CNN, you know, they're out to lie about you all the time, and the mainstream press comes after you. But it pales in comparison to what this president
has
to go through. It's not fun. You get the same thing.
I've been through it.
Yeah, Sean gets it. Other people, all people in the media who are presenting the truth in a fair way, you get the same thing. But no one gets it as bad as this president. And yet he has persevered through it and done what he said he was going to do and delivered for this country. And that's why he's going to win big in November.
But we can't take anything for granted, can we, Congressman?
No. Great point.
We've got 250 days.
Great point.
Everybody matters, don't they?
And
we can't just sit back and say, hey, we're good, we're golden.
Yep.
Because this is serious business.
No, anytime, I used to tell this to our athletes, anytime you step on the mat, even if you got someone you know you're going to, you know, you're going to beat this guy, you still got to go out and you got to wrestle. You got to bring it. We always say in wrestling, you got to bring the diesel. You got to bring it. So we have to do the same thing as Americans who care about this country, the principles that made it great. We got to make sure this president wins re-election and we take back the House.
And you said when you step on the mat, let me just add to that by saying, right now, we're always on the mat, and we've always been on you especially.
Yeah, no,
you're
kidding.
Never off the mat, are you?
No, okay, not with these Democrats, not with what Adam Schiff tried to do to the country. You're always fighting.
We are so grateful to you. I think I actually spy somebody who's holding No, it's not possible. Is somebody holding Jim Jordan's jacket?
Yeah.
Does it exist?
Yeah.
It exists. Somebody photograph that right now. Jim Jordan does have a jacket. Whether he will wear it is not known at this point
in time.
I
always wear it around the president.
But it exists. It exists. We've got a photograph. It will be going up on my website right now. John's got the evidence. Jim Jordan has a jacket. He's not wearing it for me, but maybe next time in studio. God bless you. Keep doing what you do. You have been
God
a fighter. And America thanks you.
We appreciate
America
what you do. You. Thanks so much.
Thank you. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. We are broadcasting live. I promise you, we are taking your calls next. I promise all of you who've been waiting so long. And don't forget, we're getting your texts hot and heavy. 703-869-1262. 703-869-1262. We are broadcasting from the mobile relieffactor.com studios. Relief Factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that has no negative side effects. This is the product for you if you aren't getting daily relief from your pain, your daily pain. Why? Because I can attest to you. I don't have a script. I don't have talking points. I've lived it for 14 months. When I started this show, they came to me. They said, would you endorse it? Only if it works. I had a lower back pain issue that had plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade. I started taking Relief Factor 2 weeks later. I was pain-free, and I'm still pain-free 14 months down the road. That is the experience of tens of thousands of Americans right now, and you could be the next success story. Go to relieffactor.com and order the 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day, and I guarantee you, Dr. G's guarantee, if you take Relief Factor for 3 weeks, morning and evening, you will know by the end of the 3 weeks if it works for you like it works for me. relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. We are live, we are streaming on YouTube, on Facebook. We are live streaming. We are on Instagram TV after the show finishes. You can check out all 3 hours. And don't forget, my Twitter handle, sebgorka.com, and the website, it's the same, Seb Gorka.
Legal immigrant, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
All right, I've been bad. We've got to take some calls. It's just a cornucopia of great Americans, great patriots, but they're also out there on the phone lines texting us as well. Let's ladies first. Let's be gallant. Let's go to Donna, Louisville, Kentucky, line 3. Welcome, Donna, and thank you for being patient.
Well, thank you. It's an honor to speak with you.
What brings you to our show? Are you on a speakerphone, Donna?
Yeah, I thought I took it off.
All right, carry on, please.
Yes, one of the things that always bothers me, because I do know this is socialism versus freedom, it just seems like nobody ever really expresses exactly what socialism is, because I do think it is a lack of freedom. But
yes.
When Bernie Sanders said people waited in line for bread, well, he said that was a good thing, but why are they waiting in line for bread? And the analogy that I like to use is all these people that are wanting to go to President Trump's rallies.
Yes.
If the people that can get in and the ones that are left out, what happens if the ones that are left out were wanting bread? Do they not get it that day? Do they have to wait till the next time the government can produce enough?
Wow.
I just don't think people understand it.
No, look, but how could they? Because we live in the most blessed nation on God's earth. We never have to stand in line for bread. We've never been told, you voted for the wrong political party, therefore you don't get to go to college. That's the reality. My parents lived it. They survived not only fascist occupation, but communist oppression. God bless you, Donna. Please stay on the line. I want to send you a signed copy of my book, The War for America's Soul, because you understand it. Let's squeeze in one more call. Let's go with the ladies. Is Rachel still there? Line 1, Rachel in Iowa.
Hello, thank you. I appreciate everything you do.
Don't mention it. What brings you to our show, Rachel?
Well, the fact that the Dems blocked the Born Alive bill.
Yes,
an outrage. It has nothing to do with the woman's right, because once the baby's born, it has nothing to do with your body. It's out of your body. They are a death cult.
Yes.
They don't care anything about women. And I just want to say one more thing. God gave women something he gave nothing else in his creation, to angels and anywhere. We get to share in his creation and bring forth life.
Oh, God
bless
you.
Women should celebrate that.
God bless you. You're right, because animals can have babies, but those babies will not have souls. Only humans have souls, because we are made in God's image. And it is only the female, it is only the woman that can bring life, that can bring life and another human being to term. God bless you, Rachel. Say on the line, I want to give you my last book, the second book, Why We Fight. What a great show. You've been amazing. Thank you to all our amazing guests, to everybody here, Robert, John, Jeff, our whole team, Tom, Ellie, and everybody else. I'll be back from Radio Row tomorrow, having more fun than a man should be allowed to have and get paid for it at the same time. Wherever you are, keep your head on a swivel, watch your six, never give up, never give in, and stay frosty.